A nonprofit group and a trio of foster parents sued Los Angeles County today. They allege the Department of Children and Family Services regularly fails to provide proper notice when children are removed from their homes.
There are 20,000 kids in LA County alone who fall within the responsibility of DCFS. They are wards of the court. They are dependents.
According to civil rights attorney Dan Stormer, who is representing the plaintiffs in a suit against DCFS, the Los Angeles County Department of Children and Family Services has a history of extreme neglect.
The issue that we have today grew out of the placement of a young girl named Tori Sandoval, who was brutally murdered by her parents after being unilaterally and without any participation on the part of the foster parents, returned to her biological parents.
Stormer says DCFS is in violation of state law. He's asked a court to force DCFS to comply with state welfare codes and honor legal duties to caregivers of the county's foster children.
The law says that when there is going to be a change in placement, they receive notice. When there is going to be a determination by the court, that they have the opportunity for input. When there is a placement that is detrimental in their opinion, they have a right to grieve that change in placement.
Advocates is a statewide advocate for foster parents and a plaintiff in the lawsuit. KPFK spoke with Janet Sherwood, their deputy director.
Most of the time, they don't know about their right to participate in the hearing. They're sometimes even telling us that they were told they don't have a right to come to the hearing and not to show up. And these are the people who are raising these kids. These are the people who know these kids better than anybody else in the system because they're with them 24/7. Whereas the social worker might only see them once a month. The CASA might only see them once a week. And so the other people involved in the system don't see that kid very often. Whereas the foster parent is with them all day, every day, and knows better than anybody what this child needs. Yet they're not, even though the law says we want to hear from these people, we want information from them because we believe that the juvenile court makes better decisions when it has as much information as possible about a child in foster care. They're being systemically kept out of the courtroom, even though the law says they should be invited in.
The plaintiffs say a series of grand jury investigations, management audits, and governmental commissions in recent years have concluded that DCFS either does not gather the information it needs to protect foster children or fails to put it to proper use. And at least 13 child deaths have been identified that may have been prevented had DCFS taken basic steps to assess risks. A representative of DCFS was not available for comment.